Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Howdy, hour number two, what's happening? Tiki and Tierney on this Monday around the country, CBS Sports Radio, CBS Sports Network. What's going on? We're coming to you from our studios here, the Rocket Mortgage Studio. When you need a cash and get that cash for the home, but a simple way to get it out, Rocket can. All right, so we have been jumping all across the board. One of those interesting days, Schefter just basically co-signed Rappaport's initial tweet. And, well, Rappaport had the one tweet. We give him props for that. Then Michael Silver had something else.
Some speculation about the Packers possibly giving Rodgers an out after, give me one more year.
Yep.
Let's do a last dance.
Mm-hmm.
Record it all. Get Hard Knocks out of Dallas and bring him up here.
Yep. And Schefter basically said that that's what it looks like is going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So everything in line now for Rodgers to show up and do his thing. That's going to be interesting when he shows up. I you know, before we get into all this college football stuff, which is amazing, and then we'll get to Deshaun Watson this hour as well. Our buddy Brian Jones will join us right around 4:40, former Texas star, Longhorns, get his thoughts on what we're about to get into in a moment. But you know, what does Rodgers need to say tomorrow? Is there any message, not conciliatory necessarily, but I don't know that he can be overly evasive. Let me take that back. He can do anything he wants.
Yeah.
There's going to be no repercussion.
Yeah.
But what would you hope for him to project tomorrow?
I hope he comes
as
out.
As a leader.
I hope he comes out and Marshawn lynches it.
Really?
I'm just here so I don't get fined.
No. I know you can. You don't want to see that.
And then he flips to Bill Belichick. I'm just here to play football. We got a preseason game coming up in a week and a half.
Oh, that would annoy me. So I know, that would thoroughly piss me off if he pulls that.
I think he should address the, I agree with you.
It really would.
I'm joking, obviously, but I think that he should address the issue at hand.
Yep.
And just openly talk about it because we all know what's going on. And look, we have not necessarily. You don't want to like talk about the division. Like, oh, I hate the president, and I hate, you know, how I was treated, and they're discount. I don't want to, like, don't get into all of that, but just talk about, hey, you know, we're a family here. Sometimes families have disagreements.
Yep.
We're trying to work it out. The best thing we're going to do is win for the Packers. Something along that line.
Yep, I like that.
Takes the high road and pushes everybody back on the same page.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
That's the only thing he can do. If he's like dismissive and doesn't want to talk about it, then people are going to keep asking the questions.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So if he comes out and says something akin to what I was just alluding to, then I think that the media kind of has to stop asking about it.
Because
it's like, we're all on the same page now. I'm here, you know, general manager, it is what it is. You know, Jordan Love is, you know, he's ready in the wings. If something should happen, whatever, right? But just get this story off the front page. Push it to, like, page three of the sports section as opposed to headline every single day of training camp.
I think that's a good way to do it. I would like to see him preemptively disarm the parasites as well, who are getting ready to hop on this and crank out a week's worth of stories. If you do it effectively, and he's no dummy, so anything that he does will be, you know, carefully crafted in his own mind, calculated. You know, he's not going to misspeak on the matter, not something of this significance. Anything that comes out will give us, a better sense of what's in his heart. But I'm with you. I'd like to diffuse this, get on play. I think he owes it to the guys. Forget about us.
Yeah, agreed.
The guys in the locker room.
That's right.
Let's go. All right, camp started. I'm the quarterback, Packers. I revere the fans. I love the history. I love the stadium. Let's go win a championship this year.
Agreed.
And then the story stops until something else pops up, which with the situation, it probably will. But for now, you can just kind of punt it down the road for a little bit. All right. So I was off when this went down. I know that you hammered this very well. Mm-hmm. I don't need to reset anything except to say, talking about now the desire, the intimations here that that the Texas Longhorns and OU Sooners will bounce from the Big 12, and then the repercussions to the Big 12, the repercussions to the other pertinent teams who could be poached by higher profile conferences, blah, 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 blah. I mean, listen, the thumbnail sketch is this. I mean, if anybody out there, and I can't imagine this number is incredibly high, it's got to be in the single percentile. If anybody thinks that there's a chance that this goes away and dissipates and reverses itself, this is a done deal.
Yeah.
The only way this actually, the only thing we need to debate is when it's actually implemented. The fact that they have, you know, withdrawn the media rights and they're leaving.
Yes.
It's just a matter of when are they playing their first SEC conference game. Not if, when is it going to be?
Yeah, you're right.
When?
And then the idea that, you know, this would go away, that because Texas A&M and some SEC other schools, Missouri, and I think they were looking at LSU, or the ones that have a stranglehold on recruiting in Texas, they would be against this. And so they wouldn't want Texas to come into the SEC. It's so short-sighted. It's like there's an unlimited pot of like gold out there, and Texas A&M and LSU and Missouri, they're like hoarding theirs, and like, I got mine, and you're not coming anywhere near mine. Meanwhile, there's like mountains of it if Texas comes in because of the money that now gets driven towards the SEC, because they are a super conference. They have all of the top NFL producing schools, right? All of the top, at least four or five of the top, championship winning schools in the history of college football. It becomes a super conference, and it's valuable for everybody. Forget your little pot of gold. Think about the bigger pot of gold that's out there for everyone. So that's why I believe it's going to happen. You know, the recruiting stuff and the rivalries and all these other things that people are talking about, that's insignificant in the long run. In the short term, maybe you can talk about that. In the long run, this just makes economic sense, and the changing structure of college football with a neutered, almost dead NCAA, it has to go this way. It just has to. And I actually, we had Chip, what's his last name?
From the Longhorns website?
Yep, Chip Brown.
Yeah.
We had Chip Brown on last week, BT, and he was saying, and he's right, this is actually great leadership from the University of Texas, because they're taking a shot at creating relevancy.
Mm-hmm.
The challenge will be,
well, they're already highly relevant.
No, I mean like relevancy for themselves in the Big 12. It's a sinking ship monetarily, mm-hmm. at least when you look at the TV contracts that are coming in.
Yep.
It's a distant fifth.
Yeah. Oh, the Big Ten's contract is great too.
I mean,
Big Ten's
number one. SEC, which is new, starting in 2025, it's second. And then the ACC and the Pac-12, they are what they are. Big 12 is like, it pales. It's tiny. I think it's like 70 million or maybe even less than that. Whereas, the Big 10 is like 700 million and the SEC will be 300 million. It's just, this has to happen. And I think it will eventually. It's just a matter of when. And it could happen as early as even this year, Chip was saying, because if the remaining teams, the Baylors, the Kansas States, et cetera,
mm-hmm.
they see that they are now an 8-team, no conference, basically group of five conference,
yeah,
they have no choice but to kind of disband and move away because they're not a Power 5 conference anymore.
I was going to say, then they've got to go and poach a few schools, but they won't be able to poach anybody with a high enough profile to keep them
at
that relevance. No, this is crazy stuff.
Yeah.
I read something this morning where it's not inconceivable that is a subsequent result of all the shifting here with the aforementioned schools jumping from the Big 12 to the SEC, that there could actually be at some point a Big 10 West Coast pod. Because you as crazy as a Big 10 West Coast pod.
Okay.
As crazy as this is, let me give you a full bullet point, a few bullet points, again, without being repetitive.
That's interesting.
Yeah, because I know you cranked this out well when I was gone. Number one. If the Sooner fans, you can hit me on Twitter all you want. No disrespect. I've got no dog in the fight. But if you go to the SEC, you're done. To me, the Sooners will drop like a ton of bricks.
Why? Why do you think that?
Because the in-state talent in the state of Oklahoma is not incredibly good. And now all of a sudden, if you're not vying for that, you know, one of those top four spots now, which they have been for sure, they're not going to win the SEC anytime soon. They can't play defense. So just in my opinion, the Sooners will have a precipitous drop, whereas conversely, the Longhorns will soar. And I'll tell you why. The in-state talent that Texas loses to the SEC.
Yes.
Well, they'll never, they won't have to lose. I think
They'll mitigate it a little bit. Because, by the way, they're all, the top talent's going to Alabama.
Well, listen, of course people want to go and play for Nick Saban. I get that. Yeah. No doubt. And, you know, even at LSU, I understood. But a lot, I don't know exactly how many, but a fair amount of in-state Texas high school stars want to play in the best conference, which is the SEC.
Yes.
So as much as they might want to, you know, wear the burnt orange and rep the Longhorns on Saturday in front of 110,000 people in Austin, which, by the way, sounds pretty damn cool.
Right.
Sign me up any day of the week to do that as a young kid. They can now say, you know what? All right. I would love to play for Saban, but now I could play against Saban in the highest profile conference and still rep my home colors in the best conference.
Yeah,
I will now go to Texas.
Yeah, well, the challenge,
Texas benefits, Sooners lose out.
Yeah, the challenge. I'll hold judgment on the Sooners because they have.
I'm not saying they're going to become Kansas. I don't mean that. But I
hold judgment because I think Lincoln Riley is such a good coach, right? In the offensive systems that he deploys, his ability to elevate quarterbacks to just elite levels, man. He's got two quarterbacks.
They're not
the hanging
50 points on LSU's defense with some of those kids in the Bayou playing quarterback and safety. Not happening.
That's a great
same
point.
With Alabama.
He's going to have to revamp that side of his. Just his, not even that. He's not. That's oversimplifying it. Saying, oh, he's got to revamp his defense. Forget that. He's got to rethink his defense. Right. He's got to re-recruit how he goes after defensive players because he's so focused on being offensively explosive. And you know what? If we can't stop him, we just got to outscore him. Right. And they've been able to do that. But in the SEC, there are certain teams like Auburn, like LSU, whose mantra is we're knocking your faces off every single snap. We're going to play tough defense. You better be able to match that. Oklahoma can't do that. But I mean, so I'm reserving opinion on Oklahoma because I don't know how that's going to play out. But you're right.
Okay.
They're going to have to recruit better in the SEC area, which they probably will if they do get it in the SEC. Texas, however, is the bigger. They are the bigger question mark. You realize, BT, they haven't had a top two finish in the Big 12 since 2010.
Most overhyped, overrated
That's
program
right.
in college
and
sports.
And they haven't finished in the top five in the rankings
since Vince Young.
Since Vince Young.
Yeah.
I mean, it's been forever since Texas has been relevant.
Like,
we talk about them as if they are.
No, they talk about themselves as if they are. Yes. We don't talk about them that way.
They talk about themselves.
That big difference.
And they believe that they are. But in some ways, and this is why I was going back to what Chip Brown told us of Longhorns 24/7, is that like they have to have this type of leadership to get out of this tiny rabbit wheel that they're on, their hamster wheel that they're on, just spinning around, really going nowhere and not getting any bigger. Right? They don't win big games. They don't play well in bowl games. There's nobody's like talking about them nationally as if, oh man, this team's going to be they got this quarterback or they got this kid who's going to be amazing and that's going to push them into, you know, the college football playoff. They haven't had that for a really long time.
They don't pump out first round draft picks the way they used to.
That one year they didn't have a draft pick.
None.
Which is crazy.
I think that was that Charlie Strong's first year? No, that was Mac Brown's last year.
Right.
Last year.
That's right. And so this move is almost, while genius, desperation to make them relevant again.
But I think it would work. I think it would work with Texas. And again, I'm not sentencing the Sooners to a lifetime of Kansas Jayhawk football.
Yeah. Hey, Les Miles is there now.
No, he's not.
Oh, that's right. He's gone.
He's gone.
That's right. I forgot
Sexual misconduct case.
Right.
He's gone. They bounced him. And he changed the whole game day experience there. I remember reading a pretty good piece on just even the way the buses go through the state, the campus. Like, he changed a lot, but he's gone.
Samter, who's the new head coach? I don't even know anymore.
I forget who they hired. That dropped in the cracks for me,
That's
too.
That's right.
But I just think the Sooners are at a much more of a disadvantage than the Texas Longhorns are, which now gets me to this point about the expected reshuffling of the college brands all around.
Mm-hmm.
To me, and tell me if I'm missing one. And don't get me wrong, Wisconsin's great, but I'm the preeminent brands that remain: Ohio State, Michigan, Notre Dame, and USC.
Yeah,
Ohio State and Michigan are going nowhere. Notre Dame for whatever reason, well, I mean, we know the reasons, monetary yeah. advantages, probably will remain an independent. USC gets me to this article that I read this morning about a possible West Coast Big Ten pod. Now, let's just mess around for a minute and just say that that actually somehow comes to fruition. And they're able to bring even, say, UCLA with them.
Yeah.
Now, as crazy as it sounds, I don't love geographically, it makes no sense, but we're beyond that at this point. If you had the Big Ten, as great as the SEC already is, and what it will be with the, certainly with the Longhorns and OU and that branding that comes with it, the Big Ten, as currently constructed with USC, I know UCLA football is not inspiring, but it's a brand. Can they make a run at the SEC once Saban retires?
USC, can they? I mean, Clay Helton.
No, I'm talking about the Big Ten. Let's say in 5 years, Saban's gone.
Relevancy.
And USC gets its footing in the Big Ten, and they bring UCLA with them, and you got, you know, the Michigan Buckeyes can beat anybody for the most part. Can the Big Ten possibly, theoretically, with a reconfiguration, rival the SEC?
I think it would take some reconfiguring. And so you're making this assumption that, like, all the realignment. That
yes, we went to a decade, total
all
total
of that
realignment.
Is in play, and teams are moving around, and they're saying, well, this fits us best. Yes, they can, but they got to jettison Rutgers, as much as I like what Bracciano is doing.
Does one bad team hurt you that much?
Well, Maryland is in there, too. And I think
at least Maryland puts out some I hear you.
And so you'd have to bounce some teams, but under this new – like theoretical scenario of four super conferences, you need 16. So they're dropping two, so they're going to have to gain four.
Yep.
And those four have to be elite, right? So you can't, you know, drop Rutgers and then go get, I don't know, San Diego State.
No, I know what you're saying.
You got to go get a super net positive.
USC.
So USC would
UCLA.
Be one. UCLA could be another one. What are the two other?
West Virginia?
I
like West Virginia's football profile.
Possibly.
Morgantown's popping, man.
Possibly. But
Morgantown's pretty big.
They haven't had a ton sustained success for a while.
I know.
I mean, you go back to, I think it was the last time they were good was your guy, Jets, Geno Smith, right?
Well, Geno was there, and they had their wide receiver, White, who was drafted by the Bears.
We thought he was going to be a stud.
Kept messing around with the injuries. Yeah. He's done now, pretty much. Yeah. It's been a little while. Yeah. Don't get me wrong, but at least we've seen evidence that Morgantown can thrive.
I think what your question, what can the Big 12 rival the SEC?
When Saban leaves. Yes. I don't mean right now.
When Alabama comes back to the earth.
Yes.
I'd say yes, but it's going to take some realignment with some elite programs that are going to lift the whole. It can't just be some team that's hanging on, like hopping in to hang on.
No, like much respect for Boise State. Like you can't have a program like that come in. No, I get
it.
Can you imagine if you actually got USC and Notre Dame? Now again,
they're gonna have to fight the ACC hard.
I hear you. But money talks. Contracts can be broken.
That's right. It's true.
You know. Let's put this on hold for a little bit, and we're going to get with our buddy Brian Jones. Not next segment, the segment after that, play to Texas. You heard our thoughts about, by the way, if you want to tweet us, go for it. I'd love to get your thoughts. It is a bit of a turnoff. I understand, you know, what moves the machine. I mean, I'm not a huge fan, and I never begrudge young men or women for getting paid. But when you hear that the Alabama quarterback, without him doing a damn thing in college, has $1 million in the bank already, it's a little bit of a turnoff to me. Some will disagree. That's fine. You know, to even throw out the notion of USC going 1,700 miles from west to the middle of the country to join the Big Ten seems whacked out. I have to get used to it because it's not going to change. But I don't think a lot of people disagree with me. I think probably if you're our age, fundamentally, there's more opposition to it than if you're 20-something and you don't care. But I do believe in regional rivalries. I know it's a thing of the past. I know it means nothing. But I hate to see this dissolve this way, even though I know it's
but
going
BT,
to.
The professionalization of college sports, at least the major college sports, has been happening for a while.
I get it.
It's now real, and there is.
It's now legal.
It's legal.
That's the difference.
I'm talking about from a school standpoint, athletic department standpoint. There are billions of dollars to be made, and they're missing it because, as Chip Brown told us, also the way that it's run in college football, it's like the AFC South competing against the NFC North for TV contracts. It doesn't work, right? The only way it works is that the AFC Southeast, West and North are all combined
yep.
with the NFC compatriots to collectively bargain a TV contract. So it's a $16 billion business
yep.
because they collectively bargain TV rights. College football is like, all right, you get this many games, and CBS is going to do this,
correct.
And ESPN is going to do this, and Fox is going to do that, and you know we're going to lowball you because you only got you know three good teams, maybe only one that could win a national championship. Mm-hmm. We don't think you're worth $20 million a year. Mm. Like it just, it's convoluted.
It is.
And so there's an awakening happening in college sports. And Texas is leading it, as crazy as it is,
because
they haven't been really relevant in a decade plus, but Texas is leading this.
Now, they get the highest operating budget or number That's two right. behind A&M. They spend $200 million-something dollars on the mm-hmm. athletic department. If anybody's going to lead it, you know, you put wins and losses aside for a moment, and the money train that the Longhorns have when they pull into any stop is undeniable. So if I'm right. the SEC, red carpet rolled out all the
I
way
agree.
To, come on, let's go.
I agree. You might want to protect your recruiting rights, but... I mean, you're taking some cash out of your wallet.
Yes, you are. Yeah, and we'll get to this again with Brian Jones coming up at about 4:40 Eastern. CBS Sports college football analyst, former Longhorn linebacker as well. Used the word convoluted before about this whole mess. Almost as convoluted as the Deshaun Watson situation. It may be a little less murky today, though. We'll tell you why. That's next. Hickey and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, Tiki and Tierney back. Hey, this weekend on CBS, there's a lot of sports for everybody, a little something of everything. Starting at Saturday, on Saturday, 3 Eastern noon Pacific with Summer Hoops. It's the Big Three. Then on Sunday at 2 Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific, kick back on the couch, watch some of the best athletes compete against one another at the CrossFit Games. And then at 4 Eastern, 1 Pacific, it's the Major League Rugby Championship, all coming up this weekend on CBS. All right, coming up next segment here on Tiki and Tierney, Brian Jones, our buddy. Jonesy, CBS Sports college football analyst. You see him all the time. And former Longhorn, we'll get to that. That'll be pretty good. But just put a little pause on the imminent bouncing, I don't know how else to put it, of both Texas and OU from the Big 12 into the SEC, which will just further solidify the standing of the SEC as the number one conference. And then as a subset to that equation, to that conversation, what happens to the Big Ten? You know, they'll try to make a move a lot. They make the most money of any conference out there. USC can make more money in the Big Ten than they do now. They could obviously have a better shot at national championship viability inside the Big Ten just by playing Ohio State and a few other teams. You know, it just puts you in a better spot. The Pac-12 stinks. And no other way to put it, stinks.
Yeah. And they haven't had enough relevant teams in a while.
Yeah, Stanford's gone down. Yep. They were very good for obviously
Washington
a bunch of years.
Trying to claw in there for a little bit.
Yep.
Washington State, but they never could really become
not sustainable for the Cougars.
Utah, interesting, but
Utah fell apart late after a real run. No, those are the things we'll pick back up with Jonesy, our buddy, next segment. So, listen, the Deshaun Watson situation is far from resolved, but I'm sure many of you know by now he did show up the first day of camp. I was a little surprised by that. I didn't really know what was going to happen with Watson.
Yeah, I'm surprised as well, BT. But when I think about it, he almost had to. Like, so we know he wants to be traded. He said this before any of this this massage impropriety, whatever you want to call it, any of that stuff came out, these lawsuits came out. We knew he wanted to be traded. There was something that wasn't right there. And whether it was him not being given enough input and who was going to be the new head coach or even the general manager, which was, I think, significantly over his pay grade. I know he makes a lot of money, but that's just not in your job responsibility. So all that aside, when this controversy hit the scene and only thing we started talking about was, man, how big is this going to get, right? How bad is this? I think we're maybe misinterpreted the kind of guy Deshaun Watson is. We know what kind of football player he is, but that's not what we're talking about. Yeah. We misinterpreted what kind of guy he may be. It created speculation, and the speculation was that he's never going to play in the NFL again. He might go to jail, right, because this will get adjudicated in a criminal court, that the commissioner, at the very least, is going to hand down a major suspension, and he's going to miss the whole season or 6 games or whatever, 10 games, whatever it may be, or nothing could happen. And so we didn't know. But by him showing up, this almost, it becomes a clearing point, and you alluded to this briefly, BT, a clearing point for other teams who had an interest in him.
That's right.
Because if he hadn't showed up, we'd all be still answering the same questions, like, where's Deshaun Watson?
Yep.
What's going on with Deshaun Watson? Is he in settlement talks? Is this going to get really ugly? Is the commissioner going to suspend him? Like, what's going on? But by him showing up, it makes it almost status quo, even if he doesn't end up suiting up and playing or doing anything. But he's there and visible, which means he's available, right?
That's the point.
And that's the biggest point.
That is the main point here. Especially if you're going to give up a small army of first-round picks, which is what it's going to take to get a 25-year-old quarterback on a good contract at this point, who is, I would say, indisputably the best two-way quarterback in the NFL. Mm-hmm. He throws better than Lamar Jackson.
Yep.
The guys that maybe throw a little bit better than him, and there's not many, he runs better than them. I mean, he is dynamic. He's a great, great player. You're right. I think for a while, and maybe did, we'll let this resolve itself, but we were kind of going through the checkpoints in real time. Like, did we misconstrue what kind of human being he is? Because he's always been revered as a leader, as a selfless a person, as a great team guy, and you know, then you just stop speculating. But it was hard to do that when every day it seemed like there was just more and more civil suits, to the point where we're now at 22 unresolved, and they won't be resolved until after the season. So that's why the floodgates will open now for the phone to ring. And you have to remove emotion from this, and you have to look at this from a pragmatic point of view. With whether or not the civil suits dissolve, he pays out, I have no idea. But I do know that if he missed camp, he could have been fined up to $3.5 million.
That's right.
Now the teams no longer have the ability, as per the CBA, to take back that.
Yes. You can't fight it. Basically.
You can't fight it. So they would have, even if they didn't want to dock him $50,000, they would have had to have docked him. So you know he wants to procure that $10 million salary and get every penny of the $50,000 he's due in training camp. So you show up. The fact that Goodell has not intervened is a green light. For every team, whether it's Miami, whether it's Denver, whether it's Philly, to make it a great. All right, what do you want?
Yeah.
What are you going to give up? And I believe that he will be dealt with in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
That's my opinion.
The only challenge for the acquiring team of Deshaun Watson, BT, is what happens if, you know, after these hearings are finished, whether the civil suits go through. I mean, that's even going to be months from now because.
End of the season. End of the season.
But he can't be deposed until the end of the season.
That's what I'm saying. So right? It could be years, plural?
I mean, who knows? Seriously. And so if you're asking for three, because this is what they're asking for, right? 3 first-round draft picks for Deshaun Watson, a young, ascending, fantastic quarterback.
Who's, by the way, worth 3 first-round picks, probably 4 at this point.
No doubt about
it. If you know he's going to play.
No doubt about it. Plus a couple of players. I'm sure one of them has to be a good one.
Uh-huh.
And then he gets suspended for 10 games?
You still have him from the age 26, 27, 20.
I know.
On a good contract.
But
do it.
Is he still worth the 3 first round?
I would think that he is. Unless he gets arrested.
Yeah.
But then the contract would be voided. Now, you're not going to get those first round picks back.
Yeah.
So you wouldn't be on the hook for the money if he went to jail. And it's just.
I got to look at his signing bonus.
Just the way it's going. And again, I want to stay in my lane. But you'd have to think. I'm not saying that. I mean, anything can happen at this point. But you'd have to think if the police really viewed this as a pure criminal. I want to phrase it properly. Like a real, true, legitimate criminal case.
Yes.
Deshaun Watson would not be allowed on the field.
No, you're right. You're right.
He just wouldn't be there.
I mean, I haven't heard if it is still being investigated.
I believe that it is.
As a criminal inquiry. I don't know.
Anytime the Houston Police Department has weighed in, it's been very benign, as if to say, hey, listen, when we have something, we'll tell you. Which means they're dotting their I's and crossing their T's, pursuing everything they can pursue. But again, I'm a sportscaster. I'm not a detective. But common sense says that's a little weak. It's hard to substantiate from a legal point of view, from a point of authority that he committed crimes.
Yes.
Otherwise, we'd be deeper in the process.
Yeah.
The civil suits, I have no idea.
Yeah.
Does he cut one big check and have it go away? He could.
Yeah, you're right.
And do they suspend him for civil suits? I think that they should.
Yeah.
Now, I know it's not an acknowledgement of guilt. I understand that. Civil versus criminal. Understood. But this is my point from day one. If Deshaun Watson cuts either 22 checks or one monster check and it's dispersed 22 ways or whatever, you got to suspend them.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's not admitting guilt. I understand that.
But
there's got to be an inference of doing something improper.
That's right.
And I can't have that. I can't have him play.
All right. So, BT, you're right. $10 million this year. His dead number is huge, $67 million. Next year, it's really just his base salary. So you're right. So if you traded for Deshaun Watson right now and you're paying him, you're not paying any of the signing bonus,
mm-hmm.
right?
That's on the Houston Texas.
That accelerates to their cap. You're paying him the $10 million this year, which is a bargain for him 1 year.
Even if he plays 10 games, it's a bargain.
That's right.
Honestly.
But if he plays the whole season and does whatever he does,
steal the league.
And then if something happens in the offseason, BT, it almost helps you and he's suspended because his next year's salary is $35 million.
Mm.
And so obviously if he's suspended, that means without pay, then you're not paying him.
Correct.
Right?
But you don't get back the three first-round picks you give up.
That's a risk you got to take, right?
If you're
a team that wants him.
I agree.
And then subsequent to that, his cap number becomes much more manageable, $20 million, $32 million in 2024 and $32 million in 2025. But by that point, this new $100 billion deal kicks in, and the salary cap is going to be $250 million per team. By 2023, 2024.
Mm-hmm. It's going to go back to where it needs to be.
It's going to be huge.
I'm with you.
So you're not even worried about the money with this Deshaun Watson deal. The
no.
only thing you got to get in your mind are the three picks worth it and what's the perceptual fallout from signing Deshaun Watson after all of this stuff has gone on. This priority.
Like, same with Michael Vick. And there were protests outside stadiums. And I get that. But you'll have to take it on the chin from a PR point of view.
Yeah.
If you're equipped to do that, from a moral point of view, for just equipped to do it from a PR point of view, then you do it.
That's right.
But I think he's going to be a Dolphin. That's my call. I do think he's going to get dealt within the next. He's not going to be languishing in the Texans training room or the Texans weight room or on the practice field. He's gone. He wants out. They know it. They finally said what we said 6 months ago. You have to trade him. You have to listen to trade. Like, you have to pick up the phone. They were reticent to do it. Now they said they're going to pick up the phone, which we said that they will. Only it took them 6 months to do it, and he's going to get traded. That's the prediction. All right, coming up, Brian Jones. So we'll get back to the Texas and the OU situation. What's it mean for the SEC? What's it mean for the Big 12? What's it mean for the Big 10? What's it mean for the sport in general? That is next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, Tick and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio, CBS Sports Network. Time for doing more before we get to our buddy Brian Jones. Jonesy, he's all amped up for his long. Well, maybe he doesn't want him to leave. I don't know, but we'll talk to Jonesy in a moment, CBS Sports College Football Analyst, about the season, about the impending move by his Horns and the Sooners as well. But first, doing more, brought to you by the Home Depot. DIY means sawdust, work gloves, and the right tools, like the Home Depot mobile app with built-in image search and ability to access an entire rental department with a single swipe. Download the app to get started. It's the Home Depot, how doers get more done. This guy has been a revelation. I mean, first of all, he just got a new contract. White Sox pitcher Lance Lynn led the way for Chicago. Sunday's 3-1 win over the Brewers, who are a really good team. He pitched 6 innings. He allowed 1 run, 6 hits, struck out 6, and actually drove it. I saw this. He had a little base hit to right field the other way. Drove in 2 with a single in the second. So he's now 10-3, and his ERA of just 1.91. 1.91 for the first place Southsiders. White Sox, pretty good, as we knew they would be coming into the season. All right. Now, do you think he's fired up to join the SEC, or do you think he's a little worried about getting his head kicked in? What? Just kidding. Brian Jones, CBS Sports College Football Analyst. He's got a sweet wardrobe. He's got a great personality. Former linebacker, linebacker for Texas, and he's with us here on Tiki and Tierney. Jonesy, what's happening, buddy?
Listen, man, I ain't going to be out there getting my head kicked in. I never lost to those punks from Oklahoma when I was a Longhorn.
Yep.
So that being said, I see y'all got Baker Mayfield in charge of your social media, posting one of the many CeeDee Lamb touchdowns on my Horns. Man, that ain't cool.
There's a lot to choose from, my man.
That's Sam to it. you guys know you've been underperforming relative to your inflated view of yourself. I was going to say expectation, because
wow.
I don't even think it's the expectation. Listen, I think it's the inflated view of yourselves.
Rough crowd, Jonesy.
I readily admit, as much as it pains me, I readily admit that they are our daddy right now.
Yeah, that's right.
They own Texas. You have to give credit where credit's due. They've done a phenomenal job.
Yep.
So I kiss their ring for now. So we'll see what happens moving forward. Hopefully Coach Sarkisian can change the lot of my Longhorns, but that's yet to be seen. Until that happens, OU runs the Big 12.
It is what it is, but I'm with you. I think that Texas is ready to ascend here. And listen, when they jump to the SEC, at this point, it's just a matter of, is it 2022? Is it 2023? We all know what's going to happen. It's my opinion, Brian, and Tiki doesn't necessarily agree, but I'd love to get your thoughts on this. I believe that Texas will ascend as a result, because a lot of the kids in the state that want to play in the SEC will now say, you know what? Wow, I could play in the SEC and play for the Horns. I'm going to do that.
I think that Texas would absolutely really gain from this, and I think the Sooners would really damage. They'll make money, but they won't be the same team. I see Texas going up, and I see the Sooners going down when this happens. What about you?
Well, as a much more famous and prestigious Longhorn likes to say, Paul Begala, I believe 100% or 50% of what you just said. Yeah, it will help to a certain degree going to the big, bad SEC. They own college football like the Sooners own my Longhorns. They are the premier conference, and the rich is going to get richer with those two sliding over to the SEC. But you look at Oklahoma, they've been in the Big 12. They've been ruling the roost in the Big 12. They've recruited well. The key is winning. I don't give a damn what conference you're in. If you win, especially if you have a brand as prominent as Texas, if they were winning, I don't think you would be able to make the statement you just made. I'm not saying it's wrong. But, yeah, it's going to help going to that league that's annually, if not playing, winning the national title. And it's always Alabama, of course. LSU a couple years ago got in that number. But that will help. But if they had been winning like Oklahoma's been winning, I think that Texas would be the Texas of old. And, of course, that hasn't occurred. So they sit there mired. I don't think they've won a conference championship since 2009, I believe it was, the last one. Yep. So it's been a minute, way overdue. So if you win, you know, the kids will come, and Texas, with as big a brand as that, if they had been winning, they wouldn't need to look elsewhere. Not to say they wouldn't, because Oklahoma, they're looking elsewhere, even though they are winning double digits each season.
That's true. So we're talking to Brian Jones on the shifting winds, the impending changes to college football. Jonesy, of course, 4 years in the NFL, linebacker for the Horns back in the day, and CBS Sports college football analyst with us here on Tiki and Tierney.
All right, Jonesy, you know there's a bigger picture here, and we've been talking about it, this new realignment. People think it's going to shift the four major conferences, so it'll be the Power Four now. They'll collectively bargain the TV rights. It's going to become like professional sports, which I think is interesting. Texas is leading the way, which I found compelling because they've been one of the, and again, I'm sorry, but they're underachieving.
Right?
But Jonesy, this is a big deal, right? It's a new world in college football, right? The NCAA is changing.
Well, it's
they don't have the power, but they're like the schools themselves are saying, you know, damn you, NCAA, I'm doing this myself, right?
Well, this train left the station a few years back, guys, when the Power Five said we want a little bit more autonomy, want to be able to give true cost of scholarships, throw the kids some money to fly their parents here and there to games. So we saw this coming a long time ago. And now, you know, just a few weeks ago, the NCAA said we want to wipe our hands of college football. Y'all can have that, and we'll just concentrate on March Madness, that big juggernaut that it is, and you guys just do – what you want with college football. It's just too tough to tame, and it is too powerful. You are correct, Tiki. And you're also correct in that regard. While Texas has been down in the number one sport, they're still the number one revenue-generating athletic department in all of college sports. So at the end of the day, as you both know, it's all about the money. It's all about the bottom line.
Yeah. Right.
And so long as you're still driving conversions and raking in the dough, people are going to listen. And that brand is still huge. It still sits there with the big boys, even though they're not winning like an Ohio State, like an Alabama, like a Georgia, like a Clemson. It's still well-respected, well-regarded, and when you've got that type of money involved, people are going to listen.
Well, listen, let's stick with the revenue aspect here, and let's move out west. USC, I read something this morning. Again, it's just a thought. It doesn't mean it's going to happen, but to me, it's more than viable where the Big Ten eventually can create a West Coast pod, in essence, and you know, poach USC, and, you know, do you wind up getting UCLA? What else happens there? There's other, you know, things that need to happen or dominoes to fall. But there's only, you know, four huge brands, in my opinion, that are left. That will be the Buckeyes. They're going nowhere. Michigan's going nowhere. We know about Notre Dame's situation and USC. What is USC's fate? And by extension, what's the Pac-12's fate? We got about a minute, Jonesy, just so you know.
Wow. Yeah, well, if you remember the former commissioner, Larry Scott, he first broached this topic about super conferences when he was trying to poach Texas and also Oklahoma to come to the Pac-12 back in the day. So he came up with the first iteration of these super conferences, and now it looks like it's going to come to fruition. That would be a big get if USC and UCLA were able to move to the Big Ten. Of course, they have that long-standing relationship in the Rose Bowl. So it wouldn't be too far-fetched. Notre Dame right now, they're essentially a de facto ACC member with all the ACC cats they have on their schedule. So yeah. I think they stay with their current partners. But I think the plate tectonics, they definitely have not stopped shifting, guys. So
yeah.
Just sit back and wait. And earlier you mentioned Texas. You know, when do they move? I think Texas, Oklahoma move sooner than later. I really do.
And agreed.
They're open to paying that huge, hefty amount of money for opting out of that television contract. They'd be upwards of $150 million, something like that. But they'll make that up in a jump going to the SEC.
Jonesy, give us 20 seconds on this before we let you go. It's over to Brian Jones, CBS Sports College football analyst, former NFL linebacker, Longhorn as well. Let's push this down the road 5 years, and I'm with you. It's definitely going to come to fruition. I told Teague 2022, Longhorns and Sooners are playing games in the SEC, if not by 2022, 2023, but it's happening soon. Let's just say real quick that Saban eventually is going to age out, eventually. In 5 years, if the Big Ten had the Buckeyes and the Wolverines and UCLA, USC, and maybe one other power. Can they rival the SEC with a depreciating Alabama squad if Alabama actually depreciates?
Dude, don't you plan any trips to Alabama after what you just said.
Just asking, not stating.
You better chuck, Tiki.
That's right, and I get down there a couple times a year. I am disassociating myself from that comment.
But hey, seriously, Jonesy, in 30 seconds, could it rival the SEC? A Big Ten with USC?
Oh, who knows? The landscape could. Who knows where it's going to be in 5 years, in 3 years, in 2 years? We don't know. You know, I'm hoping Texas is back being Texas in the next in 2022. So you never know. Ohio State's not that far off. I mean, they've been in the playoff what, four times. They won the first installment of the playoff. They're not that far off.
Gotcha.
We'll see what happens with Michigan. So yeah, you
okay.
Know, who knows?
See, that's a TV guy right there. He mm-hmm. He could tell that my gotcha was basically my way of saying, all right, buddy, pipe down. We got not that we want to bounce, not that we want you to pipe down because you're great, but we do have to go, Jonesy. Have a great great Monday. Appreciate your input, buddy. Thank you, man.
You got it. Gio knows I always run through the break.
Well, so do I, but at the top of the hour, I have no choice.
Appreciate you, brother.
It's a hard out for the affiliates. Coming up next, Aaron Rodgers back. We'll get back to that. Why wouldn't you? It's Aaron Rodgers.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.